Sometimes your best elevator pitches are when you don't expect it. So this is, I'm talking to Simon Galperin, who's with Opinionary, and you're based in New York, but the organization's in Berlin. But what we're talking about is not exactly that. Tell me what we're talking about.
So we're talking about community information districts, which is, all of a sudden I'm being interviewed, and now
no, that's
it's,
okay.
No, and I know it's like, but so we're talking about community information districts, which is the a format for using the special service district model that funds things like sanitation, water, public utilities, electricity, fire departments even, to fund local news and information projects. Everything from your text alert that tells you when they're doing water main work in your area, to your daily paper, to a digital publication, to supporting someone facilitating your community groups on Facebook. And what how that would work is you take a geographic area, and then you would assess a small fee on each individual or household who lives in the area to
as a tax. Okay.
There is a strategic idea to get away to give people the opportunity to opt out of it. I just haven't figured out the policy tool to do that yet. And like, you know, say a community of 35,000, it's $20 a year. The collective pool is $500,000 of operating budget to serve the community primarily in by providing them local news and information. And what I mean by primarily is the process might be something like you have a referendum, people vote to create this, you then spend the next year doing engagement, figuring out what people need, what people want, what they care about, what worries them at night, what makes them happy, how they connect with their community, and then providing them news and information services, everything from products to convenings to new formats for engaging with local government, and you provide that to them as your primary mission.
So do you know any place around the world that where anybody has done a special taxing district that was that involved editorial or information gathering of this sort?
Not that I'm aware of off the top of my head. The impetus for the idea is from Rutgers University, where the way they fund their local newspaper, the way they fund the student paper is by assessing a $10 fee every semester on all of the students, and that gives the paper an operating budget of over $500,000, and that's where the idea for how can we give the people the opportunity to opt out also comes in. Because there, you just sort of send a note to the registrar or the financial aid office or whatever, and you say, I kind of want my $10 back, and they give back to you. So that kind of pulls away from the tax idea of it and creates an opt-out, even for the people who it was voted in by the people. They will continue to receive the service, but if they really don't want that $10, if they want that $10 back and don't see a fair value exchange occurring, they can get it back.
So I'm going to turn this off. I'm going to turn this off in a second because I don't want to leave you on the spot. But before I do, just explain who you are and how somebody would get a hold of you if they wanted to learn more about or work with you on this idea.
So my name is Simon Galperin. I recently completed my a graduate degree at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism in the Social Journalism program, where I had the opportunity to sort of foster this idea in terms of thinking about how economics plays a role in journalism production and how profit plays a role in journalism production and creating a way to remove profit from the equation.
Phone number?
Phone number is 201-913-5283, and my Twitter handle is @thensimonsaid, Simon with a zero.
How about an email?
Simon Galp, SIMONGALP @gmail.com.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. So that's the thing. That's the